Amamigabon. Glare should not be Makabal Tumah from the outside of the Kli. Just like a Kli Cheres. The lech of a Kli Cheres is that the sherek touches the outside of the Kli Cheres is not Makabal Tumah. A Kli Cheres is only Makabal Tumah from inside. The sherek has to touch the inside of the Kli. But if it touches the outside of the Kli Cheres, it is not Makabal Tumah. So it should be the same lech by glass. But Amamigabon, the outside. Alomatnan, Kli Cheres, an earthly Kli, a Kli Nasser, also a type of an earthly Kli. Trashi min Adom Levona, some type of white ground. Is these things Tumas and Shava? Only these two Kalim have the same halacha. That Metamin or Metamoya Meyavireyim. That have a Chumra, that they're both Mekabu Tumma and the Metama something else in the Avir. That means if you have a Kli Cheres here, and you have a Sheretz hanging in the ear of the Kli Cheres, it's not even touching the walls of the Kli Cheres. Halacha is the Kli Cheres becomes Tami. Akdekach, let's say you hang now an Eichel inside the Avir. The Eichel is also Mekabu Tumma. Is anything inside the avir of a Kli Cheres blinds like it touches one the other? So you have a sheretz hanging inside here, and you have an eichel hanging inside here, even though they're not touching one another, but it has a lechel that they're touching one another. That's a chumrah of the avirim. Hey, mitamin or mitamoyim avireyim. Anything inside the avir of the Kli Cheres is like touching one another. Or mitamoyim yachireyim. And on the back side, underneath it, there's a hole on the bottom of it. Anytime you have a hole in the Kli Cheres, it's also Mekabel Tumah, in the hole. Over the aim Metamoy Megabeim. Stam the gav, the back, the outside of the Kli, the smooth outside of the Kli, that has no hole to it, is not Mekabel Tumah. Ushpirosim Metairosim. What's Metairosim Kli Cheres? Only if you break the Kli Cheres. So I call upon him, which Kalim have these halachis? Only Kli Cheres and Kli Nasser, to deep. Kli Nasser, Kli Cheres, who do Tumas and Shavim? Only these type of earthly Kali have the same halachas, that what's Mekai them, breaking them, and only from the other inside, not from the outside. Avo midi achrin aloi, but mashme any other Kali does not have these halachas. If that means glass does not have these halachas. That's Akasha, why not? If Rabbanan made the Zayr of glass, because it looks like a Kli Cheres, they should have made the Tumah of glass just like the Tumah of a Kli Cheres. That it should only be Mekabel Tumah from the inside, and or then it should only have a tire of breaking. And the other Brises claw, only Kli Cheres and Kli Nasser have these dinim, and not Kli Zchuchis. So Rashi, Mitamoyim or Mitamim Ayavireyim, Nitlis Tumah B'Yavirin. If you hang your Sheretz inside the Avir of the Kli Cheres, Nitlim min Avir, it becomes Tumah from the Avir. Chosev Atol Oichlin, then later you hang an Oichlin this Kli, V'Yavirin is also Mitamim as Oichlin. The Keli is Mitamim the Oichlin. V'Yafa Pishla Nogel, even though the Oichlin didn't touch the Kli. Tumah. Dechsev kol asher b'toich yitma, gzeres akosiv. Anything inside the Kli Cheres is tamei. V'afilu molechadl, even though it's full of mustard seeds. Shein negeya b'tfanasov, ela hasamach b'tfanas. We have 1,000 mustard seeds inside it, so which seeds are touching the Kli? Only the outside seeds are near the Kli. But the middle ones are not touching the Kli. And still the Torah says everything inside is tamei. How are the middle seeds tamei? Are they not touching the Kli? The Torah says avir. Anything inside the avir of the Kli Cheres has a locha as if it's touching the Kli itself. Umetamoyim achreim, if nichnas tumah l'teich achreim, on the bottom, and there's a hole there, mibachutz, the makam chakak, the base meshovim, k'der shesu m'kliyetz. I'm all like on the stem, you have a hole on the bottom of the stem. So since it's mekabel something, it's also mekabel tumah. On the outside of the Kli Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah. The Torah says El Toichai, something inside. Yeshlem, that's right. So who that's Akasha now. If you say glass has a Tumah Machm of Kli Cheres, how come Rabbana did not make the din of glass the same din as the Kli Cheres? Right.
Yes, the middle of Shaila of a Kli Zchuchis that Rabbanan will goyze Tumah. On the glass, the Rabbanan said it's Mekabel Tumah. Midiraisa, it's only a Kli Matchis, a metal Kli, or a Kli Cheres, not glass. The Rabbanan will goyze on Kli Zchuchis. So one time was that a Kli Zchuchis looks like a Kli Cheres because it's made from earth. Shetchilosa Briyosim Min Achil. Since it comes out of chul, out of sand, it looks like Kli Cheres. Rabbanan gave a tumah to glass because it looks like a kli cheres. So the kasha was then it should have the same halacha like a kli cheres. Alomatnan, the kasha was, it says kli cheres to kli naser, only these two type of kelim. These are earthly keli. Rashi says naser means min adama levona, white type of adama. Is tumos and shova. Only these two have the same type halachas of tumah. What does that mean? Mitamoyim umitamim avirehim. The klicheres is a chiddush from the avir alone. It's makabel tumah, and no one then it gives off tumah. That means if a sheretz goes into the avir of a klicheres, even though it doesn't touch the kli becomes tummy. Once the kli is tummy, if an oichel goes inside the kli, even though it's not touching the kli, the oichel becomes tummy. The halacha avir of a klicheres is makabel tumah and gives off tumah. Vaytum mitamoyim achareim. It could be makabel tumah from the back of it. The back means achareim. Rashi says the back that has the base kibble to it, that there's a chakika there, a hole like on the bottom that can makabel something. But just the back, the outside of the klicheres, that's not makabel tumah. Vaytum shvirosan mitarosan. How do you metire a kli cheres that's tummy? You have to break it. If the kli cheres doesn't have a tefillin in the mikvah, if you break it, that's the way you metire it. So the diak now, kli naser or kli cheres, who did tumos and shavah? Only these two type of kelim, they have the exact same halachas of tumah. That's both are like a kli cheres. Abu midi achrin aloy, but nothing else has the same halachas. But mashma, even a glass kli, a kli schuches does not have these halachas. That means it's mekabel tumah even from the back of it, and loved after the shvira, mashmi can't take it to the mikvah, or mashmi could take it to the mikvah. He's only a kli cheres you have to break to mitayir it. So that's the kasha. If the reason the rabbanu agrees on glass is because it comes out of choil, it looks like a kli cheres, it should have the same halacha as a kli cheres. And for the gemara, Amri kivon lechi nishtabru. Yesh lem takono. About glass, when glass breaks, you could fix it again. You could take it back to the blower, and he melts it down again, the glass, and blows it up again. But since you could be masakin glass, is shavino kuklimatris. So Rabbanin gave the tumor of glass doima to klimatris. It's the chumah being chayzer for a time before. Not that glass is machmas a klicheres, because it comes from chayl, but rather that since glass is a kayak that could be fixed up again if it breaks, you could fix up glass. It's more daima to kli matchis. So Rabbanu will go to tumah on glass or to a kli matchis. Rashi yesh lem takono lahatichon, to like melt it down again. V'lach tzav la'seisim kelim. You can make glass over again. So that's the same mile of metal. Metal you could melt down again and make it over again. So glass has a daima to metal. So that's where it has tumah. What type of a tumah? L'chur like a klicher, like metal, that you could put it into the mikvah, and then within it's makabel tumah even from the back of it. But the Gemara Ella Meyatoi Bazoi Yachzur L'tumosan Yishona Ki Kli Matches. If you say glass, the reason why it's makabel tumah midrabbonin, because it looks like metal, it should have all dini metal. Now there's a chumra midrabbonin by metal like this. If you have a metal kli, it's makabel tumah, it became tummy. Now if you break the kli, it becomes ice kli, so the tumah goes off. What about if you fix up the metal kli, you make it back to a kli again? What's the lacha? Does the old tumah come back again? With the rabbonin, the old tumah comes back. Because even though you had this kli, this metal kli was tummy. When you broke it, it became tor. With the rice, it stays tor. If you make it back into a kli again, with the rice, it's still tor. The rabbonin made a din, that's called tumah yishona. When you make it back into a kli, the old tumah comes back again. Now the kashra is of glass. Has the same halacha like metal, by glass should be the same halacha. If you have a glass of makabel tumah, then the glass broke, and then you fix back the glass kli, it should become tummy again, and the halacha is not like that. So the more the Tanan, we learned, kli matzis, if you have a metal kli, pishuteim, even if it's a flat kli, a metal flat kli is makabel tumah. Or makableim, if you have a kli like a glass, that could be makabel, you could put something inside this kli, is tumeim. Both these ways, either whether it's poshet flat, or whether it's made to makabel something, it could be makabel tumah. Nishbru, if this kli matches broke, is alocha tiru, it becomes tor midiraisa when it breaks its ice kli, or some say the svaru is ponim chadoshes bolakan, looks like a new kli now, it comes tor. Chaza v'yosim and kelim, after you broke this metal kli, you went and fixed up the metal kli, you put it back to pieces again, is the halacha chosul tumasim yishana. The old tumah comes back again. That's a chumra they made by a metal kli. That after you fix it, the old tumah comes back. Now what's the kasha? That the ilu gabi kli schuches mashenken by glass, tanan we learned in the Mishnah in Kelim, kli eight, if you have a keli made out of wood, or else a kli or, a kli made out of skin, or else a kli etzim made out of a bone, or kli schuches, or else a kli made out of glass, in halacha pshuteim, if the kli is down flat, a flat kli, that it can't be makabel, it's no good to put anything inside it, is tohirim. Has no din tumah. It's only by matchis do we say pshuteim is makabel tumah. Think of the shalev, it's the rice of the rabbonin. But only by matchis. For other kelim, if it's flat, if it has no base kibble, it's not makabel tumah. Or mekableya mashen keim mitamin. But a kli that could be mekabel, if you have a wooden kli or a glass kli, if it could mekabel something, now if a sheretz touches the kli becomes tummy. Nishbru, if one of these kelim broke, it's the kli eitz or the kli or the kli etzim broke, is tiru, it remains torah. If out you broke the kli, it's like ponim chadoshes molakan, a new kli, the tumah goes off it. Chozer the yosinim kelim, what about now you made this wooden kli back into a good kli, or you took the glass, you made it back into a good glass? It is dalocha mekablim tumah mikan labor. From now on, if a sheretz touches it, from now on it'll be mekabel tumah again. It's mashma mikan labor in. Only from now on, if something new touches it, it could be mekabel tumah. Abul mafreya loy. Even after you fixed the glass, but it, even though it was tumah before, but once you broke the glass, it became tor. Now when you fix the glass by itself, it's still tor. It doesn't become tummy unless something new touches it. And that's matamarit. So you see, it doesn't have a tummy yishona. In the mafreya light. So where is the kasha? If we say the whole reason why the Rabbanan made a tumah on glass, because glass could be fixed, just like you could fix metal, as the glass breaks, you could melt it down and blow it up again. Just like metal could be melted down and blow up again, so the Rabbanan should have given all the dine matchis onto glass. So just like by an iron metal kli, if the kli breaks and then you fix it, the old tumah comes back again, it should have been the same halacha by kli schuches, by a glass kli. That even though it was mekabel tumah first, now when you break it, true, it's tor, but as soon as you fix up the glass kli again, the old tumah should come back again. How come we learn that? Sechur tzuraya, that glass is not tomei machmas the din of metal. So tomorrow, no, it's no kasha. Loi. Tumas kli suches the rabbonin. It's like a true. Midi rice the glass is not makabel tumah. It's just the rabbonin said glass should be makabel tumah. Why did the rabbonin make the gzeir on glass? True, because glass is like metal. Just like metal, if it breaks, you can melt it down and make a nuclei out of it. Glass also. You can melt down the glass and blow it up again. So the rabbonin made a tumas on glass, auto metal. Now, the tumah yishona even on a real metal kli. That we say when the kli broke, the tumah goes off it. Now when you make it back again, the old tumah comes back, that's only the rabbonin. That's only the rabbonin de kachumra. Midiraisa, once you broke that tumah de kli, and it's not royal to use, it's tor. And it stays tor, midiraisa. Even if you fix it up again, midiraisa, it's tor. It's only tumah if a sheretz touches it again. That we say that if you fix up the kli, it becomes tummy again, that's only the rabbonim nikalocha. So a cloud is like this. Bitumah the yiraisa, on a metal kli, that's makabel tumah in the yiraisa, is achisu bo rabbonim tumah. The rabbonim put their chumra of tumah yishona. On a metal kli, when the sheretz touched the metal kli mitchilot, the metal kli is makabel tumah in the yiraisa. Now we say when you break it, the tumah goes off. When you fix it up again, the rabbonin put a tumah, the old tumah comes back again. Mashenkin, the tumah, the rabbonin put on a glass kli. Even though glass is tumah because of the gzeir, it looks like metal, but it's only the rabbonin that it's tumah in the first place. It's when the sheretz touch the glass kli, it's only mekabel tumah mitchilim the rabbonin. So on a rabbonin, they could tumah, leyachisol the rabbonin tumah. The rabbonin didn't put a second chumrah of a tumah yishon onto a glass kli. Now it's like a gzeir. So Rabbanan only said glass mitchilas makabel tumah. When you break the glass, it becomes tor. If you make the glass back into a kli again, so midiraisa, it doesn't get its old tumah. It's only midirabbanan. On the rabbanan, the tumah to start off with, like glass, the rabbanan didn't put back their old tumah. Only on a metal kli. That a metal kli mitchila was tumah midiraisa. On a diraisa, the rabbanan put a chumrah that when you break it, it goes off. When you fix it back again, it comes back again. But only on the right side, not on the Rabbanan. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, Lutumoson Yishona. If nitmu, if it was metame the metal, the nikfu, and you made a hole in the metal kli, v'tiru, the kli became tor. The chaz of the yosim and kelim, then later you melted it down and made a kli out of this metal, is yasmu tumosan. It should come back tummy again. Lahatinan tfilo, to be toy nochamo tfilo. Hoyolok kli matris nidu. It is part of the kasha, that even a kli chuchis should have this chumra. A glass kli, when you fix up the glass kli, it should be mekabel tumah. Tieru, Zadrashi, the ain't a kli. When you break these kelim, the kli becomes tor. A broken kli is not, it's not called a kli. The tumas goes off. Chozul tumas nishona. By a metal kli, the kama first time. So we'll see what the time, why the rabbonim made such a gzera. That even on the metal kli, it's good to share its touch with makabel tumah. But later when you break the kli, the tumah goes off it. Why did the rabbonim make the gzera that when you fix up this metal kli, the tumah comes back again? Later we'll explain why. Right, the pshutayim toirim on a glass kli or a wooden kli, if it's the kli is poshut flat, shashi the iskish eitz v'or l'sak. Eitz and or looks like a hookish to a sack, to a bag. The yesh le'beis kibble, just like a sack, a bag has a beis kibble, you can makabel, put something inside a bag. Or kli etzem hu adin kli etzem, a bone kli is iskash leitz, also mukish to eitz. V'or the pashas midyan kol bag of a chol kliyor. He's about Yikaris by eights and or it's Xeras Akosiv, that was a hekish to a sack, and a sack is a big something to Makabal, so only if you could Makabal inside the Kli is Makabal Tumah. And a Kli is Chuchis, why the Rabbanan only made Tumah if you Makabal inside the Kli, like a glass, but a flat piece of glass, is that Makabal Tumah? Later we'll explain why. As we're coming on now, that the reason why they made tum on glass, because glass looks like metal, so just like metal, a flat piece of metal is makabel tumah, a flat piece of glass should also be makabel tumah. Later we'll explain why they made this chilek. Right, the tumah yishona sheyachsru lo meyachas shetiru mimenu. The rabbanon he klekamon dilchaso. Is that that we say even a metal kli, even with tumah, now when you broke the kli, it became tor. Now when you fix up the kli again, not that the old tumah comes back again, that's only a chumah midrabbanan. So the klal is, betumas kli matchis diraisam, on a real metal kli, that was makabel tumah mitchilah midiraisam, is gozu tumah yishona. On this type of a tumah kli, the rabbanan made a gzera, that even after you break it, and then you fix it up again, still the old tumah comes back. Abel b'klis ruchis mashenkin a glass kli. Di yikar tchilas tumas and leisalam with the rabbonim. It's only with the rabbonim and kabel tumah. Glass with the rice is always tor, even if a sheretz touches it. It's only with kabel tumah. With the rabbonim is the klal legoz with tumah yishana. The rabbonim didn't put their gzera on another gzera. Yeah. So that's the teretz. The Bible will blive it now that a glass kli is tomei machmas din metal. Therefore, it's not shver why you can a kabel tumah on the back. Even if a sheretz touches the back of a glass, it's also makabel tumah. Even though if a sheretz touches the back of a kli cheretz, it's not makabel tumah, because glass is not the tumah al zdoimah to kli cheretz, but glass is rather doimah to matchis, tamah to metal. Also, nafkimini rish, you can put it into the mikvah. If a glass becomes tumah, you're allowed to put it into the mikvah. Without the whole tumah, is only auto matchis, metal. A metal kli has a tefillah b'mikvah. Only a kli cheres has no tefillah b'mikvah. As a sheres touches a kli cheres, you put it into the mikvah, you're not metayer it. The only way you metayer a kli cheres, an earthly kli, is only if you break it. So like this, the voice coming now, that glass, it could also be tefillah in the mikvah. We'll soon see how we hold halacha. Weiter. Pshuteyim freti gemara mi latami. Now a shvedo. If you say glass is tami mid rabbonin, because it looks like metal, just like metal you could fix up again, glass you could also fix up again, so why isn't a flat piece of glass also makabel tumah? Just like a metal. Tumah da pshute kli matches diraisin inu. Is that that a pshute kli matches? Not that a flat piece of metal is makabel tumah, that's midiraisa. He's only eights, and or is hookish to sack. The Torah says a sack, that's a sack, that's a big, that's makabel tumah, only sheet if it's a base kibble. That's what a sack is. So kli eitz and a kli etzim is hookish to a sack. Mashenkin kli matchis, the Torah has its own pasha of tumah. So you have even a pshuta, a plain, a flat piece of metal, is also makabel tumah. So the kasher is, if glass is tomei oto metal, why isn't a flat piece of glass also makabel tumma? And for the Gemara, avdibu rabbonin hekeir. It's not the true. The rabbonin made tumma on glass because it looks like metal, but the rabbonin didn't want to give it all dino tumma like metal, because then you'll make a mistake and think that it's tumma midiraisa. The rabbonin want you to know that glass is only makabel tumma midirabbonin. My nafkamina, ki hechad lalisra falayel tumma bekodeshim. That in the case if a glass is makabel tumma, sheretz touches a glass, so midiraisa the glass is tor. It's only tumma midirabbonin. What's going to be now if this glass touches truma? Hey, the glass is a rishon l'tuma. Now when the glass touches truma, l'churah should make the truma into a sheni l'tuma. If a truma becomes a sheni, it's turning straight, you have to burn it. But about it's only with the rabbonin weren't so strong with that gzera to say you have to be served. The rabbonin only made like litlis. The halacha is if the truma touches the kli now, you're not allowed to eat the truma. But in the chlam, you burn it, you're not allowed to burn it either. If the rabbonim would make glass mamish like metal, people will notice a lot. They'll make mistakes. They'll think glass is also midiraisa. So if truma touches the glass, that's tamei. You think you have to burn the truma. Therefore, the rabbonim made a hekka to say no. Glass is not mamish like metal. It's only midirabbonim. So they made a hekka that you should know a flat piece of glass, even if a sheris touches, it's not makabel tumma. I metal is makabel tumma. That's because metal is midiraisa. But glass is only the rabbonim. So rabbonim made this hekker. People won't come to make mistakes. So Rashi, shuteye milatami ke kli matris, just like a metal kli. To abshute kli matris diraisa, a flat piece of metal is makabel tumma midiraisa. V'chiv under the kavasaihu shavinu litumma. Since rabbonim what goes on glass. Because glass gets fixed up like metal gets fixed up, the lekalishnu yebok and mishana the tumi yishana. You can't give terutzah now, like we said before, al tumi yishana the old tumma. That's only the rabbonik ismoro. But here, that's the deraisa, a flat piece of metal, makabel tumma midiraisa. Who are then a flat piece of glass should be makabel tumma midirabbonin. The teretz is av the rabbonin akero v'tumas klis chuches. The chilkubo mituma diraisa. The rabbona made a chilik between the tuma diraisa. Leidia to teach us, shehi midivrayim, it's only mekabel tuma midirabbonin. Vlo yisofo leim truma, the kodeshim. Therefore, if truma touches a tumnik, a kli, a zchuchis, a glass kli, you don't have to burn the truma, or you're not allowed to burn the truma. To lay safri truma mishum tuma dirabbonin, bar min zvov sveikis. It's only the vov sveikis that we're masakin in Usha. Six vakers, the Rabbonin said, even though it's only talking to the Rabbonin, that we have before a base of pras, or Eretz Amin, that we have the dirt of Eretz Amin that's talking to the Rabbonin. Those six tumas, the Rabbonin made the tumas so stark to say that if truma touches it, you have to burn the truma. But Mashma, all over tumas, the Rabbonin, Halacha is only little, it's only a suffix tumma. You don't have to burn it. Now, so Sassamba said, this Loshna Rashi is a shver, as we have before Faket, what about the Tila Shadayim? Yodayim is also one of the Xeris Rabban, it's one of the Yutchas Devarim. And the Mura said before that Chilas. Rami Ilfis, Yodayim, Chilas Xeros and Sreifa. When they made the Takona on Yodayim Ahin, the Chilas Takona was for Sreifa. So even though Yodayim is only coming with the Rabbanin, with the Raisa, your hands are not Tomei. Some course it's a Tzkoni, it touches all your body, it doesn't come Tomei with the Raisa. So your hands is only Tomei with the Rabbanin. Still we say if your hands touches Truma, that was the Ilfis Gzera, that Chilas was Lisreifa. So how could Rashi say here that all Tumas the Rabbanin are not Lisreifa? Only the Vav Sveikis of Usha. So Sosema says you have to say it's Lavdavki in Rashi. Doesn't mean to say all of them. Just these Vav Sveikis of Usha, that says clear that's Lisreifa. But who are then Yodayim is also Lisreifa? But Eilach Nami, other Tumas the Rabbanin didn't go so far. Other times the Rabbanin were going to Tumah, the Rabbanin didn't say if a Truma touches that Tumah, you have to burn the Truma. By all other Tumas, like here, by a Kli Zchuchas, a glass, even if a Sheretz touches a glass, it's only Mekabel Tumah mid Rabbanin. The Rabbanin didn't go so far to say that if Truma touches the glass, you have to burn the Truma. It's only a Suffolk Truma. It's only certain places the Rabbanin said that it's like Tumah Vadi to burn it. The Vav Sveikis of Usham, and who are the Nechan by Yedayim also. But other tumas is not so chum, you don't have to burn the tumas. You don't have to burn the truma. Nice.